beyond the 99% versus the 1%, beyond Republican or Democrat, beyond Catholic or Muslim or Southern Baptist or Methodist or Jewish, beyond all that, there is a more basic difference and inequality that still exists in this country, and that is between so-called whites and blacks, or even browns. For WNCW, I'm Pam Butch. Beyond stereotypes in black and white, how everyday leaders can build healthier opportunities for African-American boys and men by Henri M. Treadwell, Ph.D., is a book that addresses this inequality with statistics and facts. Dr. Henri Treadwell was the first African-American woman to graduate from the University of South Carolina since the Reconstruction. Now, Dr. Treadwell is research professor in the Department of Community Health and Preventative Medicine at Morehouse School of Medicine, where one of her many responsibilities is oversight and management of community voices, healthcare for the underserved. Thank you for being with me today, Dr. Treadwell. Is this where you got a lot of the information for this book?
The information for the book really came from what was missing for so many years with the work for community voices, and what was missing were African-American boys and men from the health programs that we were implementing across the nation. And the question became, where are they? And why are they not coming? And the answer was not the simple one of men don't seek health care. I firmly believe that that is just a myth, but we began to look for the men. And where we found them and where we found that so many were getting their health care was in the criminal justice system. And that was shocking and unacceptable. So we began to follow the pathway and to see why so many were headed in that direction and what we could do to help when they came home.
That is what is so striking about this book. The statistics are mind-boggling throughout the book. One of the things that you found, and you mentioned that the system is, they got kind of pulled into the system, the correctional system.
That's correct. They are pulled in. They are probably pushed out of school or allowed to leave on their own without much interference with that process. And once dropping out, then most of those who drop out will end up in the criminal justice system. It's just one of the characteristics of those who have dropped out. They end up in the criminal justice system because they were doing nothing and in most cases got into trouble or were perceived to be in trouble. I don't want to judge why people go. I just want to say that they do go, and they go in disproportionate numbers.
And once they're in that facility, the correctional facility, and they've done their time and they come out, what do they find?
What they find is, particularly if it's a felony-related drug prosecution, then once they come home, they are not eligible easily to go into public housing. If they had a substance abuse habit, they may not find treatment. If they find treatment in some states, such as Georgia, they will not find access to what we used to call food stamps and we now call SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Programs, and nutrition is extremely important to being able to work on your substance abuse habit. Mm-hmm. They can't find jobs because the felony conviction means that most employers do not want to hire them. They can't go home to their families if those families live in public housing and that public housing community has a restriction. Now, public housing communities don't have to have that restriction, but many do. And so when we wonder about homelessness, even if a family wants them to come home, they cannot, in many cases, automatically go home. So while we would say they have an address to give when they come home, quite often it's not a real address. They may not have health care. And we know that many of the people who are incarcerated have health conditions that need treatment. Many people with a mental health disorder, anxiety, it doesn't have to be huge, but it's enough to cause them to get into trouble. If they have diabetes, kidney disease, when they are released, they do not necessarily get into health care right away or at all. And we know we have individuals coming home with what may be infectious diseases. We know that we keep up sort of with HIV, but something's not being kept up with because of the large numbers of African American women who have HIV and children who are being born. So something is not being monitored properly. Mm-hmm. And our hope is to stop some of these conditions, but it will stop only when people get involved.
So what can we do?
What each of us must do in our own role in life is to take the hand of someone who is coming home. Help them find a job. Can we hire people who have a felony-related drug conviction or other conviction? Can we give people a chance? Will our public housing communities accept them? Do we serve on the board of a public housing community that keeps them out? Can we change that? I did not mention Pell Grants. Can we change Pell Grants? Give people the money to go ahead for higher education if they want to. Can we, at a state school system, begin to say to the federal government, we need to change that regulation? If I am a teacher in a school, should I let my young boys just wander away? And should accrediting boards allow schools to have high ratings when most of the young men are gone by middle school and certainly by high school? These are things we can do without changing our role. But ultimately, we all must also look at the legislation that is passed in our state capitals and to see, do we have legislation that is inordinately difficult? Three strikes and you're out. I am not stigmatizing and saying they are all bad people. They are not all bad people, but they have a bad lot in life. Unless we decide that we don't let people just get dropped off at a bus station in the middle of the night. Each of us must play a role, and that's the hope of the book, that everyone will decide, I have a stake in this. I'm a taxpayer. I'm spending more money on incarcerating people than I am on educating our children. I don't want to do that. I don't want to pay to incarcerate. I would rather pay to educate.
Beyond Stereotypes in Black and White by Dr. Henri M. Treadwell. Thank you so much for writing it. It's an important book.
I thank you for reading it and for recognizing the message that I'm trying to deliver. All of us are leaders, every single one of us. And now we just need to get up and go.
For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.